Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All righty, BT and Sal back on the fan as we hit you with the top story. Time for the crown. My top story is this. I'm putting no ceiling on the Knicks, and I think the Knicks could absolutely go to and win an NBA championship. Now, I understand there's a million checkpoints before that, and probably for some of you, it's pushing it forward. That's fine. I'm able to enjoy what's in front of me and process what's in front of me and also process what's going around me and kind of pushing things forward. I have no problem doing that because I think you almost have to. I don't think you have to be perfect to win the championship this year. I don't think you have to be perfect to get to the NBA Finals this year. And by the way, spoiler alert, good, because the Knicks are far from perfect. They're banged up. They don't have that true second star. We could point to the deficiencies, but what you need to know, and this is what I love about this team, and that's why if it's the Sixers now, whether it's the Pacers or the Bucks, the Celtics or the Denver Nuggets down the road, whatever and whomever, when the Knicks get off the bus, they can shoot crooked. They can have rough nights offensively from an efficiency point of view. But the things that they have to do that every great team does, they do every night. And that is just rebound and defend and get the hustle plays. Knicks can do it. Yeah. Knicks are a pleasure to watch.
I think it has an expiration date. They are a pleasure to watch, but based off of, forget anything that happened prior, what we think is going to happen moving forward, based off of me watching these four games, the Knicks have looked great in one of them, and that was in game four of this series, led by Jalen Brunson, who had a historic game for them to be able to beat the Philadelphia 76ers and take a 3-1 lead. So I just, like, I don't believe it's sustainable to win like this, especially when you're talking about teams like the Celtics or the Nuggets. Championship, to me, at this point, up 3-1, is like lunacy talk. Now, I know I see the Knicks fans celebrating in the street after game one. That was also lunacy to me. They are up 3-1. They are a team that is fighting harder than their opponent, no question about it. The defense can carry over, but I feel like that... Now, I'll be fascinated to see how this plays out. I feel like the defense, the energy, the hustle, the heart, that can only take you so far. Ultimately, it is a superstar-driven league, and while they have a superstar that I wouldn't want anybody else, I know how great Jokic is, but for this town, Brunson's the guy. He needs more help, and the Knicks right now, whether it's Randall, whether it is not being here, whether it's the guys on the bench being inconsistent, he doesn't have enough for me to believe definitively that they could get over the hump this year. I think they have I said I wasn't going to do it. I think they do have a ceiling to how far they could go.
Hey, listen, I don't think you're alone with that thought. I do think the one thing about the celebrations, like when, after you see game one, the Knicks fans going bonkers on 7th Avenue yesterday, obviously, putting jerseys on Knicks jerseys on the Wilt Chamberlain statue, chanting in unison, deafening roar, bleep Embiid in the tunnel going down by the escalator after the game. Put that aside, because that's not going to win you a championship. So it's easy to get wrapped up in that emotion and maybe make more out of who the Knicks are or what they can accomplish this year because the noise is growing and the energy is palpable. And I'm going to separate the two. I'm going to take the great fans. I'm going to take all that great stuff, and I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to tell you this. The Knicks woke up yesterday morning in a hotel room in Philly, 90 miles from here, and one of the best players in the world, Embiid, coming off the 50 spot, And the Knicks are on the road, and the Knicks shot 43%, which stinks. They shot 26% from downtown, which stinks. They shot 62% from the free throw line, which is an abomination. And they had 12 turnovers, which is pretty much most in most of the game, more than most of the games they've had so far this season. And they still won. Their starting center, but their backup center, who used to be their starting center, obviously couldn't play. He was hurt. Their other center, who was the backup but was mostly starter this year and played great, in Hartenstein, picked up a ton of fouls, and they decided to dust off Achiuwa, who hasn't played in this series, you know? First couple games, didn't play a second. 0 for 5, and he was still plus 11. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks. Hart, 0 for 7, plus 2. 17 rebounds and 5 assists. It ain't pretty, but this team can beat anybody.
Right, so if they do this against a better team, they're going to get beat.
I actually truly get that. The one thing that I do think that's being lost here is that the Sixers defensively are fantastic. They really are.
They had Brunson's number, at least in regular season, in the first couple of games of this series.
Yes, but think about the other teams. Yeah, and Halliburton's long, and obviously the Bucks, you know, have some play. But nobody's going to be able to make Brunson uncomfortable, I don't think, given their length, like the Sixers.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't overreact to his first two games, which were obviously very subpar for anybody, let alone him, because I thought that he would have to adjust to what they were doing. He didn't play great against him in a regular season. The coach has made adjustments. He's made adjustments. Now, it might not be the same for the Knicks, but when the Knicks put the Sixers out of their misery, I think every other defensive matchup for Jalen Brunson gets exponentially easier. Now, and the residue from that is that the other guys should benefit because Brunson shouldn't have to work as hard to do what he's doing. It's just...
Right, so then you're going to be relying, though, on the other pieces. That's where I don't trust them against more talented teams or against better teams.
Yep.
I'm not talking about the Knicks. I'm talking about the Sixers. Better teams moving forward, I feel like I don't trust Hart to score. I don't trust DiVincenzo or McBride. I like McBride maybe more than the other two.
But do you trust Brunson to average low 30s and be efficient in the next series?
Yeah, I mean, if he does it, I don't even think we could have the conversation. So, yes.
But why not? Because he hasn't done it really in this series outside of, you know, game three was good, not good. It was good, not incredible. Yesterday was incredible. So he's had one incredible game in four. They've won 3 of the 4 games.
Right, but then we go back to the same.
But I think the other teams are worse defensively, and they don't have Embiid. I think he could beat them, too.
Right, well, we'll see how that plays out. Without him playing great. And that's why I say, you know, circle back to game two, where I thought the Knicks were lucky. Really, the series should be 2-2 at worst coming back for game five. And look, there still is work to do here. This series is not over. Sixers have not looked good, certainly in game four, even just in the early game. Like, they should have won at least one of the first two games, if not both, but they're not a good basketball team. So the Knicks better put the foot on the throat and put them away on Tuesday night here for game five at the Garden. But moving forward, I just don't think, I don't think the Knicks have enough to compete with the top tier teams. Second round, we'll see. And that will be the true, to me, measuring stick of how successful this season is or not. Even without Randall, the Knicks should beat certainly the Pacers, and even the Bucks with a limited or without Giannis.
Now Dame with his Achilles, and obviously Giannis and Middleton's banged up. They should be in the conference finals.
If they lost to the Celtics, whether we think they could beat them or not, doesn't matter.
It's a great season, dude, if they lose to the Celtics in a tough series.
Nobody's going to go nuts criticizing Tibbs or Brunson or anybody else if you lose to the Celtics. They would have maxed out. If they lose in the first or second round, that's a different story.
I don't disagree with that.
I think next round, regardless of opponent, will really show what this team is made of. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Edward is calling from Congers. What's up, Edward?
Hey, BT. Hey, Sal. How are you?
How are you, Edward?
Eddie, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, I just think, I'm so excited about the Knicks. This is a really special team. I mean, we haven't been this excited about a team in a very long time. And the thing that we have to, the Knicks is different, right? They're special in a lot of ways because they actually play team basketball. The thing is, okay, Brunson didn't do so well the first two games, but everybody else stepped up because there's no ego. They play defense, they rebound, they do everything, and they have a bunch of clutch players. Now, I don't know if they're going to win the championship, but listen, let's just enjoy the ride while they're still in it. And I think they could be in the game with anybody, right? Of the teams that play because they're focused on team. And, NBA, I know it's based on stars, But on occasions, you see like teams like the Dallas Mavericks. The reason why the Dallas Mavericks were able to beat the Heat was because they play team basketball. Like, everybody contributed. Mm-hmm. And team basketball is like when one of your stars don't step up, somebody else steps up. And this is why the Knicks are so special.
Yeah, and you said enjoy the ride. I mean, I don't know that I've enjoyed anything this much in a long time. I am. I can't wait until tomorrow night. Like, it's painful going through the days to get to the next game. That's what it used to be like.
And it's what we love, the postseason series. It's all, you're all about it. Whenever the games start, whatever days they're on, it's must watch. You get wrapped up into the series. But you could also enjoy it while also acknowledging the reality of the situation. But our realities are different. I just look at this team. Yeah, it's not a knock on them necessarily. I just don't think that they're good enough. I mean, I don't trust Josh Hart. I don't trust DiVincenzo. I don't trust their second players, Anunoby, offensively. I don't trust them to do it consistently enough to where I can look at this team and say they can win an NBA championship or they could beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final. Could they? Of course. Anything could happen. We saw the Celtics get beat last year. Nobody thought that that was going to be the case.
Yep.
And it's really based off of games one and games two, where I thought the Knicks were very, very fortunate. Again, defensive, yes. Hustle, rebounding, all that stuff, yes. I thought they were fortunate. In game four, I did not think they were fortunate. I think they were dominant in game four, led by Jalen Brunson. Obviously, everybody on the boards defensively. It was a great team win. If they did that or do that consistently, then I do think they have a shot. I just think that even that, with this team, without a true secondary scoring option, is going to have an expiration date.
Sal, you know what I love? That feeling, it's like inner torment, you know, where, now yesterday I explained I was at the theater, yeah. I danced, but, you know, generally if you're home and you're like 2-3 minutes away from tip, you know, it's like, it's a combination of butterflies and energy that you can't corral it. And then as the game goes on, like, you know, you fall behind, you get that angst that it just gets deeper, and then you go on that little run, and every time, whether it's Embiid or Maxey or whomever shoots, you know, and it's, you're like, oh, that's, so you could tell that's short, that's long, and you see somebody snag a rebound, like, just what it's been so long since I've watched basketball with this energy. Don't get me wrong, last year I was pumped up. 2020 was fun to be back in the playoffs. COVID, I'll take anything just to get away from COVID for a minute, a temporary respite. I mean, and obviously Carmelo's 54-win season, but that team had so many older players, Rasheed Wallace, Jason Kidd. You knew it wasn't lasting, even though Carmelo was a great scorer. This just, I feel like I'm in the 90s. I know it's so easy to say, but I think older Knicks fans are feeling the same exact thing. It's like, I can't wait for these games to come on. I hate when they're over. It's 2 hours of anguish and excitement and everything in between. It is just awesome.
You know, one thing that's lacking for me, and I agree with almost everything you're saying right there, in the 90s, and I don't know if it was, I'm saying this dead serious, I don't know if it was blind faith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just optimistic fandom. In my mind, in the 90s, I never had a ceiling on the Knicks.
Yep. Yep.
And now, maybe looking at it through a different lens, it's preventing me, because in my heart of hearts, in my gut, I really don't believe that the Knicks can win a championship. Where back then, maybe I shouldn't have believed it, but I did.
So did I.
Every year going in.
For about 5-6 years,
yeah,
right?
There was that window where every year there was no limitation. First round was basically a bye. All right, here we go. Playoffs start in the second round. Let's go. This is going to be the year. Take out the Heat, take out the Pacers, the Bulls, whatever it may be. I never had that roadblock. This year, and I think it's mainly BT because of Randall. Without Randall, I think I had that. If Randall were here, I'd be saying, you know what? No roadblock. Let's go. Screw the Celtics. Take them on. Nuggets, take them on. There's a roadblock there for me that I can't get past. And then it was confirmed by watching them in games one and games two, where I just was like, ah, man, without Brunson, they just don't have enough, even with winning those games. Yesterday gives me hope, but there's that roadblock there that I didn't have in the 90s.
Okay, so the roadblock. So now a couple of things. First of all, those Knick teams always won 50-plus.
Right.
You know, they were always on the short list to get to the championship. They always try to find that second score, Kiki Vandeweghe, Rolando Black. So it wasn't like they were perfect, but you had Patrick. It was a big man sport at that point.
Right.
The rules favored the way the Knicks played. So the roadblock, is it that these Knicks haven't had a couple of regular seasons in a row where they've won 55, 58, you know, mess around, maybe, you know, flirt with 60 and create that inner peace? Is it that? Is it that it's not Pat Riley and it's Tom Thibodeau? Or is it that it's not Ewing and it's Brunson, or is it a combination of all three?
No, I think the first one, and it's funny you said that because in my mind, as you were going through these, I was eliminating, well, it's not Tibbs. I don't have a roadblock with him.
Okay.
It's not Brunson. I don't have a roadblock with him. I just think it's the, I don't think the rest of the group is enough without having that legit secondary score. Like, it's not fair to ask Brunson to do this all by himself the rest of the way. Jokic has Jamal Murray, who's a beast.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Yeah. That guy's an assassin himself. Where is Brunson's secondary guy? It's not. It's more about the team and the depth and the hustle and the heart and the three-point shooting, which eventually, to me, will reach its limit. I think that's the roadblock.
Let me tie it up this way. If there was one guy from those 90s teams you could put on this team, who would you put on?
Well, I mean, it would be
easy. You want to see Starks again?
No, yes, but as far as fit.
Yeah. I mean, so like fit,
you pair Brunson
now.
You pair Brunson and Pat.
Could you imagine?
No, No, dude, as much as I love Starks and Oak and all that.
Pat never got that. You know, he had Starks and All-Star that one year with Oak, and then he had a bunch of, you know, guys that overachieved and, you know, from the, what was the old league? Not the G League, the CBA.
Pair Brunson and Pat, you win.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Both Ryan Patrick and Brunson?
No.
Now, Prime Pat had Mark Jackson, who's a great passer, but Mark Jackson, Mark may have had the greatest vision in the history of the, even better than Magic, seeing the court. But Mark couldn't do, nobody could do what Jalen Brunson does with his footwork and his fall the way. When Jalen Brunson checked back into the game, I don't know, I can't explain it because I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even remotely explain it, nor could I remotely do it. As a lefty, going to your right, that fadeaway, 18-footer over Embiid with time ticking down, the degree of difficulty is incalculable. That is repetition. That is, it's beautiful.
I love that he attacked Embiid yesterday. Doug is on Long Island. What's up, Doug?
What's going on?
Dougie Fresh.
All right, listen. The playoffs, Sal, was so different. How did Book and KD fare?
Right.
It's
gone.
Two superstars.
Broom.
It's done. And I will tell you, one team. If you mention a good team, you've got to mention Minnesota. That Minnesota.
Oh, Anthony Edwards is the best player. I would take him. I said this years ago. I love Anthony Edwards. He's got that Jordan in him to me. Or Kobe, Jordan and Kobe.
Yeah, he's a killer. He is a killer. He's afraid of nothing, and he looks like he's been playing for 10 years. It's scary. But that matchup has the potential to be one of the best series that the NBA has had in a long time. But, Sal, I think you're sleeping on OG, bro. The Knicks, Randall started the change in the Knicks when he came here.
It's not that I'm sleeping on him. I know what he is. I think I think without Randall, they're clearly missing that number two. And the idea, certain guys could step up and do it. That's not Ananobi's game. He can't.
Just assuming that Randall is going to not shoot like he did the other two players. And I'm not knocking Randall. The guy's hurt. I don't even want to bring him up.
Mm-hmm.
But this team, before OG came here, this team was one of the worst defensive teams in the league. This guy came here. This guy, one of the best players in the world. The guy just bullied him in the fourth quarter, and the man quit. The man went in the corner, wanted no part of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, and Sal, another thing, BT, you brought it up earlier. You know, Sal, you know I never was a Tibbs guy. You got to give this coaching staff an incredible amount of credit. This coaching staff made adjustments. Unbelievable. Game three, Philly adjusted. Embiid moved the ball when they doubled him. And then when they left him open, he buried threes. I give them credit. But I just tell you, and if they do play Indiana in the second round, the Knicks are going to be close to a 2-1 favorite. Philly is a much better team than Indiana. And in a playoff physical series, the way they're letting these teams play, the Knicks are going to bully.
I'd love to see it. I'll tell you this. Thank you for the call, Doug, as always. You mentioned, BT, the Melo 54-win season.
Yep.
I hated that series, that second series, because the Knicks didn't max out. They should have beaten the Pacers.
Yep.
Hibbert chewed up, spit out, Tyson Chandler, defensive player of the year. My ass, Tyson Chandler, defense. Get lost. They were so overrated, that team. I never really liked that team or bonded that team.
I never connected to that team the way, like that for the last really good team they've had. I had fun. Don't get it was a welcome addition, you know, welcome change from sucking. But that... I never felt connected to those guys as much.
This is different.
Yeah.
And the Pacers would bring back that rivalry.
Here come the Hicks.
Yeah, I don't want to... I can't... By the way, maybe it is your job here in the next couple of days or weeks after the Knicks hopefully put away the Sixers. Get me on board.
I'm trying.
Remove the roadblock. Jeez. Because as I'm listening to Doug, and Doug is a longtime overnight caller, so we've had these conversations, I want to remove the roadblock and believe.
Mm-hmm.
The logical part of me is preventing that from happening based on what I've seen and what I believe. I'd
like to have an intervention. Now, again, I respect,
we need it.
I respect, you know, saying what you see. I do. I don't agree with what you see. I don't see it the way you see
right.
it, but I respect that you are saying what you see. And I also think that, you know, just throwing out the pom-poms and saying the Knicks are going to win the championship, it sounds ridiculous in most years. I do think it's more applicable now because there's a lot of flawed teams out there. But, yeah, I mean, maybe once we bury these punks tomorrow night, we'll do some. Maybe we'll get Starks on the show. We'll do some sort of. If Starks comes on the show.
He can do it.
Well, then can we get the intervention there? Because I got to tell you.
Yes, I want to
I'd like to enjoy this ride and not fight with you every day after Nick wins.
Well, I got to tell you. I'm not opposed to fighting when we disagree on something, whatever.
Me neither. But
we are both Nick fans, and I'm letting my opinion ruin a part of my fandom. Like, I can't even enjoy this fully here. Yeah.
Well, maybe you got to change your opinion. I mean, they're giving you some evidence. Change your freaking opinion already.
Game 4, yes. That game 4 was a big step in that direction. That's what I want to see. Again, not 47 or 50 every night.
I got you.
I know that that's unrealistic to expect of anybody, and in this particular case, Jalen Brunson. But that type of performance where you combine that scoring with the other stuff, get me there. If you could get me there, even if it's Brunson with 30, 35, and your boy DiVincenzo kicks in. Consistently, though, I need to see it. It can't be Deuce McBride one night, and then one night Bogdanovich. Hopefully he's healthy. One night Ananobi. Like, that to me, one night Josh Hart shooting the lights out. Without Josh Hart shooting the lights out, like, you know, the Knicks would be down in this series in the first couple games. So I'm just not there yet.
We'll
I need more.
There.
Starks in studio would help, though.
Yeah. We'll get him. I'll start working on it.
Are you back to believing in the Yankees offense after those two outbursts over the weekend?
Well, there's still too many holes there. Now, if this is Judge awakening, which it might be, as somebody predicted last week.
Oh, God.
you know, and obviously Verdugo, that was pretty ballsy. Boone put him in a four spot the other night.
It worked.
Went deep his first at bat. Yeah. No, I think this Yankees team is flawed, but so is everybody. And I still think they're going to win, you know, 90-something games and obviously be right in the mix for the division right there with Baltimore. I like them. I don't love them. But I will say that suddenly the Yankees, who are game up in the, I think they're game up now. They're 19-10. I think the Orioles are
17-10. Yeah.
Yanks are plus 43. Orioles are plus 34. Now, a lot of that is what went down this weekend. Clearly, the Yankees hung 30. Everybody talks about the 15 runs the Yankees scored back-to-back. They scored 6 on Friday as well.
Right.
So 36 runs in 2 games, obviously
Before handing it over to Michael Tonkin.
Yeah, I know.
I was laying in bed Friday night, so I was watching that one, and I'm like, oh, what do you think could happen? What do you think is going to happen here, bringing in this guy?
I didn't like that. But the Yankees are... You know, the Yankees, I like the fact that it looks like Judge is healthy. Like, I was getting worried about that. Now, not so much like the, whether it was like the rib or the intercostal or the abdomen. Like, I was just worried about the toe. You know, and I'm not saying that he's going to be out of the woods. I think that's going to be a maintenance thing for the rest of his career, as he said himself. But the fact that they're running him out there pretty much every day and playing center field, like, they're either wildly reckless or he's healthy and he just got off to a bad start.
Yeah, and look, they need Judge to get going, but I do think that there are deeper issues. Even if Judge continues to, you know, climb up that ladder again and play well. And this team's ultimately going to be measured by what they do in the postseason.
Correct.
We know that. They're a postseason team. Nobody's ever going to doubt that. So they look, you know, on occasion like world beaters. On other nights, they frustrate the heck out of you because the names in that lineup should be performing better than what they are. I think they're going to need to make a couple of moves by the trade deadline to really bolster this team. But I'm curious to see an early season barometer here.
Yep.
These four games against Baltimore for both teams. Not just for what the Yankees
are.
Yeah. What are the Orioles? This is now the matchup that we've been waiting for. These should be the two teams battling for not only American League East supremacy, but American League supremacy all year long. And Seattle, I think, is good. We talked about
Guardians
them early on.
Guardians have 19 wins. That's
yeah,
true.
I know. But
remember that?
19? But the Guardians are like the new Twins. Like, do you take them seriously?
No, the Yankees beat them 2 out of 3
there.
They went, I mean, listen, they're decent, but... Garrett Cole, that's a story, obviously. He hasn't pitched, thrown a single pitch yet this year. I do think that when Judge goes bonkers, it's easy to get giddy, but I do think he's masking deficient, or he could mask deficiencies that could come back to hurt them. So I don't think it's perfect with the Yankees, but I will say one thing, or ask one thing. Have you checked Rodon's ERA?
No, he's been good. He's been really good this year. What is it actually?
I think
on
it's like 2.68.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that the other day. He's been one thing that I've been dead wrong about. I didn't think he had it in him. Now, still a long way to go, but so far, so good. I mean, he's looked like a different pitcher than he did a year ago.
Well, the fear with Rodon was that, you know, he wasn't built for New York. And last year, optically, was awful. Out of shape. The stupid gesture in Anaheim. Like, I get it. I understand. And the numbers were awful.
It was
ERA was almost 70.
Stuff with him being a hothead as well.
Yep.
When things are going right, it's easy to now look better here. But
I'm selling him short. Pardon me. Patty Boyle has just whispered it's 2.48.
Okay.
As we make a little run at the Cy Young here. No,
oh, God.
I really thought, and it's Weedsy.
By the way, they needed it, too, from him.
Oh, God, like, that's true.
Without Cole.
It's Weedsy, and I've talked about it. If you love it, you follow it. If not, it's all good. His repertoire has expanded with the cutter. So I think he's already shown that he does have the stomach or the temperament for New York, at least. Yeah, he's got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Ed Whitson got swallowed up.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Brown got, like, people get swallowed up. He was on the precipice of getting swallowed up. He said, no, I'm better than this. And Rodon has responded big time.
Well, and I'm going to respond to something with his own words. What'd you say his ERA is?
I think 2.48.
Okay.
I believe is what Patty just said.
And like Rodon said himself, you weren't here to pitch in the regular season.
Yeah.
You're brought here to pitch in the postseason.
Yeah, but last year you couldn't even pitch in the regular
season. Understood. So
somewhere.
Baby steps. I get it.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
I get it too.
It's great to see him back on track,
yep.
And it's a big reason why the Yankees have had success. They need him. You know, Stroman, solid, whatever. Like, you know, Clark Schmidt, whatever. We go through the names in the starting rotation. But without Garrett Cole, they needed Rodon to step up and be that guy. Ultimately, though, like, if he goes out there and has a 2.5 ERA the rest of the year, you're going to say, ah, man, it's a great year. Would a bounce back? Maybe he's in the running for Cy Young. He's got to do it in the postseason with this team.
So does Judge, who's
exactly
done nothing in the postseason. So does Soto when they get there this year. I get it. That's how you make Reggie came here after the Yankees got swept in 76. He went bonkers. They went back-to-back.
Volpe,
he's Reggie.
We know Soto could do it in the postseason because he's done it. We don't know about Judge because he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, but you still got to do it here. Like,
yeah.
Think about this. Like, if Soto goes, let's say the Yanks get to the World Series, and Soto goes 2-for, I mean, this is almost unfathomable, but it's baseball. You never know. 2-for, 26, with
but
7
how many
strikeouts.
Walks?
Yeah, I know. Give him a couple of walks, right? A couple, but he hits like 0-91 with 2 ribbies, incredibly quiet. You know, if he stays or goes, no matter what, he can win the MVP.
Right.
It doesn't end well.
Right.
I mean, even for somebody like Soto, who did it with the Nationals at the age of 19, might win the MVP, certainly will be in the running this year. You got to perform. I don't care who you are. October, Yanks got to perform.
It's weird with the baseball season because I feel like with the Mets, it's like, okay, yeah, win some, lose some, whatever. That's what a 500 team does. It won't get real interesting unless they start going one way or the other, right? Like, unless they start to take off and be like, wow, could this team be legitimate or go in the tank? It won't start getting interesting until later in the year when playoffs are on the line. And with the Yankees, it's like back to the way that it used to be where, yeah, they're so good that the playoffs are a foregone conclusion. Mm-hmm. It's just about how they're going to perform in the postseason. So we're kind of evaluating them on a day-to-day basis with the thought in mind of October. At least that's how I feel.
I'm going to disagree. No, I got you. I'm going to disagree a little bit with the Mets here. I think that yesterday, you know, you talk about the Mets don't become interesting until either they basically fall apart and implode or they just rip off so many wins where you know that they're viable. But and that makes total sense logically on the surface. But to me, yesterday was the kind of win that keeps them from imploding.
They've had a couple of those now.
That keeps them more interesting. That keeps them in the meat of the conversations. You get into May and hopefully into early June. You get Senga back. You get Martinez fully in the mix here. Lindor goes on a two, if he does, on a two, I'm not sure that he will, but on a 2 or 3 week heater. You know, and Pete King's cranking him out. And Marte, like, but if they would have lost yesterday, not that they couldn't then rip off five in a row, I'm not saying that, but the characteristic of these 2024 Mets is one that just when you think they're about to crack, they don't.
Twice now.
And you got to respect that.
Yeah, twice now. Well, actually, more than that because the 0-5 start.
Boom.
But then again, San Francisco, they come back and get that big win.
Yep.
And then again, yesterday, they get the win to avoid the sweep. Danny is on Long Island. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. What's up?
Not much. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say what's up. We're coming off a big New York sports high. We were down in Philly for the Knicks game yesterday. Drove to Washington for the Rangers. Now we're going to the Yankees game tonight on the way home.
Do you work?
Yeah, really.
Danny.
What do you do for, I mean, my God. Get a job, man. No, what do you do for a living,
Danny? You listen, I'll deal with my boss tomorrow. He's not happy, but that's fine.
Wow, what do you do, though? I'm curious.
Oh,
what do you do? Dan, what do you do?
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut him off.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a job with some wiggle room.
Yeah.
God bless you.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
When I was working at Home Depot when I could do stuff like that.
Or Evan Roberts, who does it now. Just don't do it on opening day, Evan.
Good point,
Sal, program director, will yell at
you. Oh, yeah. I mean, still have to have a meeting with Ryan today. We got to go over some stuff. No.
Made that a few rules.
I wish that we could do that. Like, Hoff, wouldn't it be nice to be like, hey, you know what, boys? Let's go on a road trip. Let's go see the Knicks. Like, we technically.
Why don't we?
Yeah, wow. Because we got life obligations. You had your thing yesterday. I can't be leaving. My wife would castrate me if I said I'm going to the Knicks game in Philadelphia and then going to the Caps game, Rangers Caps Sunday. Like, I just couldn't do it. And
or
then
if
come
you say
back.
It's for work. That's always the out. I mean, do you really have to watch this? Yep. Got to watch. Me and Sal talking about it tomorrow. Yep. Even if we not.
All right. Let's try it. We could go wrong. Game. Get my wife on the line. Tell her I'm going to the Knicks game. And
Sal, it could be like a 30 for 30 from 9 years ago that I stumbled upon. I'm like, oh, I got me and Sal. It's going to come up on the show tomorrow. He's got to learn how to lie.
Yes, within reason, though.
Nah,
traveling to Philly. Like, there was a part of me that wishes I was a part of that. The old school fan in me wishes I went down to Philadelphia. And if it were 20 years ago, I would have gone and tried to go to the playoffs. Yeah.
The aging dad in your mid-40s would rather be on your couch. I don't blame
you. You got stuff
you.
To do.
Me
I got to take care of the HVAC system. I mean, that's what I'm going to get. Right? I mean, that's unfortunately the reality of the situation. Right? You got to go to a recital. I'm dealing with the HVAC guy. I mean, that's life. I want to be going to these games, too, especially the fact that, you know, even years ago, BT, before I got married, now that I think about it, I went with my buddy, flew to Ottawa for a Rangers playoff game.
I'll tell you what, and hockey's my least favorite. I respect the hell about it, but it's my least favorite. I would love to see a hockey game in Canada.
Yeah.
And I don't mean Toronto. I've been to Toronto. Like, you know, somewhere in the outs, like, you know, more Edmonton-ish or Ottawa.
Those would be cool trips for me.
Man, like Winnipeg.
Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. I'd
Winnipeg.
Love to do those
go see
one day.
Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets.
Yeah, I've been I went to Toronto to see the Maple Leafs. Actually, I went to see Yankees take on the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Then saw the Leafs play
same weekend?
Yeah.
That's a nice weekend.
It was. I saw Yankee afternoon game. It was game where
what year are we talking about?
Not too long ago.
Oh.
This is 2017 or 18, I want to say.
Okay.
Who was the Yankees righty first baseman?
Luke Voit?
No. Before him. Austin something, could it be?
Oh, yeah. He got into a fight at Fenway.
Yes. Tyler Austin?
Tyler Austin, yes.
Yeah. He had a big game, one of those games. Anyway, so the Yankees, Blue Jays, it was like Easter weekend. It was one of the first weekends of the year.
Did you like the ballpark? It's pretty nice, right?
It was cool. It was cool for
Toronto's
me.
Toronto's cool.
Well, I've never been to the Sky Dome before.
Yeah.
So it was cool for me to get to experience that, you know, WrestleMania 6, the Sky Dome, all that stuff. You know, the Blue Jays being good when they were good. So it was cool. It wasn't anything special, but it was cool. Then seeing a game in at the Maple Leafs home, wherever the hell that they play, seeing that was fun, and then flew back the next day. So it was fun. But then the Ottawa one, it didn't feel like a Canada hockey game that I always envisioned, like Montreal, which is really probably the dream trip.
What about Calgary?
Yeah, well, whatever. Calgary's it's fun. Ottawa was like,
be awesome.
It was whatever.
Really?
And the Rangers actually lost that
game.
Did
they have bars? Like, what kind of, what's around the arena? Right. Is it the, in the sticks or is it like a highly populated or
it
what?
It wasn't anything.
No?
Like,
I just think seeing a hockey game, it's like seeing a soccer game in Europe.
Yeah.
It just kind of changes things.
Right.
Bit, you know?
But I didn't get that feel in Ottawa. Anyway, point is, this is all pre-marriage. You get married, you can't go anywhere. Hey, this guy's calling up saying, I'm going to the Knicks. I went to the Capitals. Now he's going to the Yankees tonight. Yeah, that's a nice trip. Philadelphia, Washington to see. Imagine that. Go to Philly to see the Knicks take a 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
Go to Washington to see the Rangers sweep the Caps and end that series. And then go now Baltimore, which is a beautiful ballpark, at a Yankees.
I mean, you couldn't even get out to the Ducks game as the last couple of months when you were home in Long Island. I mean, it's this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Different responsibilities, buddy.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan, 877-337-6666. What a great day in New York sports yesterday, where you had the Knicks win, the Rangers win, the Mets and Yankees with wins. You know, one of the things that's making this run so special, BT, it's fresh to us. But fresh, it's 30 years ago, but still, we remember it, whether it's the Knicks or the Rangers 30 years ago.
Yep.
It has not happened in so long, specifically for the Knicks. Like, they have not been this good, this legit, in over 25 years. Even the Melo 50, they weren't this good.
No, they weren't. Brunson, it didn't feel this way.
You've said it that Brunson's been more impactful to the Knicks than Ewing was back then. Think about what we're saying. Like, this is historic, what we're seeing here. And when you combine it with all that's going on around it, where it's not just the Knicks, where you have the Rangers and you have the Mets and Yankees playing well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great time for a sports fan base that has been down for years.
And you could sense this coming here. Now, we didn't really know what the Mets would look like coming into the season. We thought, you know, obviously with Soto and Judge, that would be, you know, fireworks. It's there's been fireworks, but it hasn't really been in the conventional sense where they've both been rolling. It's been more Soto early and a little bit of Judge late here. So it's been a little bit of a different script, but the Yankees are still really good. But I think we all kind of knew it because we told people, like, hey, get ready for what's coming.
Right.
Between the Rangers and the Knick energy. And what this is this is just another reminder that nobody gets New York juiced up quite like the Knicks. it's everybody coming together. You know, I don't know what, I'm not trying to disrespect Net fans because the Net fans that are out there are good. But whatever the number is, 6%, 8%, 10%, 90% plus-ish of New York area basketball fans are Knicks fans. It's the one thing we just come together right. on, like almost like an army. It's awesome.
Well, right, because there is no divide. Like the Giants and Jets or the Rangers and Islanders, you want to throw in the Devils, they're fine. Mets or Yankees, it is the Knicks. All due respect, like you said, it's not about the Nets, but come on.
It's a great unifier.
Yeah, which is crazy. And Gary is in Mayapack talking about the team that I think has the best chance to go out there and deliver a championship to this great town. Gary, how about those Rangers?
So how many nights have we spoken when you were on overnights about a run like this where we needed to close out a series early, which we finally were able to do? And you also got your other team that you kind of root for, which for the first time ever, I'll be rooting for. Hopefully they can take some life out of the Canes by winning another game.
Oh, but all of a sudden the Ranger fans started to come around rooting for the Islanders, huh, Gary?
Only for the benefit of my team.
Oh, okay. So now there are rules. Gary had a thing, BT, where he stopped calling me overnight because he was really mad at me for saying I don't care if the Islanders win or whatever it was. It was even pre-wearing the Islander jersey, right, Gary?
It was. It was the first year that you kind of visited when you were, what's his name, Gio on the AMs.
Oh.
So since then, you've been back there like two other times, which we won't get into.
And none of that, he recruits us to go with him, too. So he goes with like 10 deep.
No way. Don't do it, Terry.
He already did it.
I'm an Islanders fan from when I was a kid.
And thank you for the call, Gary. We had fun with the Islanders. And look, I am rooting for the Islanders for two reasons. One, because the owner's a nice guy.
Yep.
And I think it's just fun. But two, because I want to see them from a Rangers perspective, to Gary's point, I want to see the Islanders in round two. It's not that I'm afraid of the Hurricanes, because I'm not.
Yeah.
But I think it would be great. I mean, think about where we're at right now with Knicks, Mets, Rangers, Islanders round two. Plus the symmetry between 94. And I think the Rangers is that much better where they would beat the Islanders and move on. I think it would be a better matchup for them and a lot more fun. So I'm going to root for the Islanders as well. I don't think it's realistic that they're going to beat the Canes, though.
No, they're not. But I think what you hope for is you scratch out one more win, you just keep taxing the Canes a little bit more.
Yeah.
The Canes are just a lot better than the Isles, even though, you know, the Isles are capable. We saw this year the Islanders left, I don't know the exact amount, maybe somebody who knows, you know, better than me does. Mm-hmm. They left a ton of points on the board where the Isles played, you know, very, very, very competitive hockey for large chunks of the season and either lost in overtime or shootouts, so they were leaving all these points on the table. So the Isles really should have had, you could make the case, the Islanders probably could have had 7, 8, 9 more wins.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're, you know, a little better than the record says, but Carolina's better.
And
it should be
2-2 in this series, like you said, blowing a late lead there for the Islanders. All right, back to the Knicks. Paul is in Manhattan. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Went to the game yesterday. Sal, it gets better. I'm in my 50s now. I did what you did. Now the kids are a little older. You can take them to the game and enjoy the day. It was a great day. Funny thing happened. In the morning, my brother texted me. We went with my brother and his son, too, for my son not to wear his jersey because he didn't want to have any beef with the crappy Philly fans.
Mm.
We're walking in the arena, and all we're seeing is Knick jerseys. My brother's like, well, maybe I made a bad call.
Yeah, right.
And
you get more of a chance of getting beat up by a Knicks fan if you're not wearing a Knicks jersey down in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I got to say, the Philly fans were, you know, in good spirits, considering, you know, they got their ass beat, and we had big numbers. The only two bad things of the day were traffic in Staten Island and terrible cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks being bad, and thanks for the call, Paul.
And if they can't do that right, well, I mean, what do they have going for themselves down there? If they're starting to butcher the cheesesteaks, call it a day.
See, the traffic, he just touched on it.
Oh,
as much as I like to say, like, oh, married life and kid or whatever, like, the reality is,
yep,
the thought of, like, I don't even want to go to the Garden, let alone going to Philadelphia.
I know what you mean.
It's just,
and Staten Island's tough. You know, you start dealing out of bridge, and you start, I've been there the last couple of weekends. So I meant to ask you before I forget, I'm switching gears very quickly, but remember on Friday I said over-under 75,000 people at City for the Mets?
Oh, yeah. Have you looked?
I've got it in front of me.
I said over, right?
Yes.
I'm worried about this one now.
You shouldn't be. It was nice. So they had 24 change Friday.
Okay.
30 and 32. So right around 87,000.
Okay.
Yeah, nice numbers right there.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good for the Mets.
That's a strong number.
Weather getting warm, team playing better. And of course, they get 30,000 and they lose the first two games.
Yeah.
But still, it was nice. And luckily,
no, 24 was the first night.
Right.
So they lost 24.
And then 30,000 Saturday, they lost.
And they had 32 yesterday and they won.
And by the way, even with the loss on Saturday, like they still score some runs and fight back. Like,
no.
The Mets are playing. They're playing some baseball.
Understood. I just wanted to circle back to the attendance because I what did I say? Did I say slightly over or slightly under?
I don't remember. I think you asked me. I don't know if you gave your answer.
I might not have, but I do remember you saying over.
Yeah, I thought it would go over because I figured roughly they'd get 30,000 on the weekend.
You didn't give an answer, BT.
I didn't give an answer.
And what did I say? Slightly over.
No, you definitely went over. Okay. No doubt you went. I remember you saying over.
That's nice. And there was no giveaways or anything this week. Oh, they had also the City Connect jerseys that they wear. They're into that. Who cares?
I saw somebody on social media. I guess it's from the Mets store. Did you see how much they're selling them for?
No, the jersey?
I saw somebody
how
put
much?
It up. Like $499?
$400?
$500.
No way.
I swear to God.
$499?
It was either $469 or $459, but it was $4 something. Yeah, and I thought it was $499. No doubt.
No way. No fake news. No way. I did see the hats were like $50, but I thought that's a normal price for the hat.
I haven't bought a hat in a while. I mean, $400
for a baseball jersey?
Almost five.
Mets. There's no way.
It was $450 and change.
Yeah, so I'm right.
Yeah, and then because you got to think about the tax, it's going to definitely make it closer to $500.
Now, wait a second. Is this, so this is authentic?
This is the authentic. Yes.
Yeah, 100%
authentic. But still, the authentics back in the day used to be $220, which was ridiculously expensive, but still, all right, fair.
What, like the Cooperstown collections,
things like that? No,
oh,
like,
not those.
Like regular, like, let's say Rawlings was the maker. Oh, no,
Majestic, maybe.
Yeah, Majestic.
I don't say.
Majestic or Russell Athletic. Uh-huh. I used to.
New Era.
Yeah, whatever the make of the jerseys were at that time, you bought one and it would be like 200 and without a name, maybe it was 180. With a name, it's like 220. Yeah, that was when they had the good lettering.
Yeah.
Baseball's finally going to change this. You're telling me.
$500. Yes, that's what we're telling you.
So if you wanted to get Colt an authentic jersey.
Well, I wouldn't get him that one.
No, well, neither would I, for the record. I mean, my God.
Honestly, I wouldn't get him one. I wouldn't pay $500 for a Yankees jersey for him.
Well, that's
no
what
way.
I mean. What is a normal, what's the Soto one? Like, do you get authentic or no?
I don't know. Santa brought that one. So
okay,
I'm
Santa
gonna,
might have went to,
you know. But, you know, still, it's a small size, and that obviously matters.
I am floored by this. $500? Are you kidding me?
No.
I think they're more like $350.
I
thought you just said $450.
Well, no, I'm saying a general authentic jersey, I think, go for about $350.
So the City Connects, they tack on
City Connects was,
100%, so.
Through the roof.
Somebody just
came to it. It's an ugly jersey!
Oh, I liked it.
It's not even a Mets jersey!
I liked it. That's why I liked it. It's not a Mets jersey.
My wife's like, what is it? Yeah, right, you just hate the blue and orange for the Mets.
I thought it was pretty sharp.
It's not bad, but like, it's not the Mets jersey. It's a nice shirt.
Did they wear it? Well, then it's the Mets jersey. Maybe it's not the Mets jersey.
It's not the Mets. They're
going to wear it like 15 times this year, buddy. You better get used to it. They're not wearing it once.
Oh, my God.
I like them. You like them?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
Oh, no. I don't just. They are beautiful.
I think they're pretty dope, honestly.
They are
I think
gorgeous.
They did
a great job with the pants going white rather than all gray. The helmet's fire with the bridge. I mean, the only thing is that Evan brought this up, so I'm going to give it to Evan. He wishes it would have been Queens rather than NYC.
But I saw somebody else say that on social media. Why would anybody buy a shirt that says Queens?
And why?
Because the Mets are in Queens.
But
that's why.
I would say, and I get that part too, like the territoriality of it. But to me, if I'm, and isn't this the whole thing with Cohen, like, I'm not thinking Queens. I'm thinking bigger.
Yeah.
Like, if my mission is to take over, which, you know, they won't, but I know their mission, and I get that, and they're trying. Like, NYC, we're not going to relegate ourselves to Queens.
It's City Connect.
Yeah,
it's not Borough Connect.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
So it's City Connect. Anyway, I do think the jersey is a nice color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Mets jersey. I hate these new jerseys. Call me the old man. Yeah, get off my lawn, whatever. Even the Knicks with their, like, tri-color.
I know. The Subway tokens back in the early 2000s. So you don't like that? When the Mets wear a black jersey? See, I like that.
No, I don't mind that
with
because
the white pants.
It was a Mets jersey that was a different color. Like,
yeah, but before it became, like, in the rotation and it was new. Did you like it when it first dropped?
I was okay with it. I remember the first Knicks alternate in the 90s where they had the black on the side.
Yeah,
the
like those.
Yeah, okay, so
that
we had
different. To modernize those a little bit. Yeah. I like that.
It was different from the traditional white or blue. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that element. So I was fine with that. I was fine with the Mets adding an alternate black jersey. I'm not opposed to the blue jersey. Like, I have my favorites, which is fine. I'm more of a traditionalist in this stuff.
Okay.
But the City Connect is like a gimmick type thing. Yeah, it's a cool looking shirt. I like the color scheme.
$500. That's crazy. That's very.
Oh, God.
This has to be a Ranger injury note or Mitchell Robinson update.
So I have audio for you guys. Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
And we'll talk about this after the break, okay. I think.
They talked to the Giants, and the Giants, you know, I don't know that the Giants weren't for Joe Alt at 3 as opposed to the quarterback. I know we talked a lot about them.
The Giants really wanted Joe Alt.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
I think they wanted Joe Alt. That's my suspicion based on things I've heard from people. It's unconfirmed. I want to be very clear about that. But that's what I believe is they wanted Joe Alt there. And for the right price, if they could have gotten up there and it made sense, they could have done that. But New England never came close to
So
Joe Alt at 3?
So not even Drake May.
Yeah,
so the Giants never wanted a quarterback.
Oh, okay, let's dissect this on the other side because they have a lot here. Mainly, couldn't that be the ultimate, like, we still believe in Daniel Jones because you have Daniel Jones? Like, now all of a sudden Joe it comes Alt. Out that they're trading up for Joe Alt?
That would have been, and Joe Alt's good. That would have been laughable.
All right, let's talk about it on the other side.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.